Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Dad!
Number one.
Dad!
Number one.
Dad!
Betting show.
Dad!
Sports. Come out with Pat McAfee, corporate office. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded one.
Good day, Tone.
Good day to you.
Good day, Tone.
Sir. Mitt, you back there?
Yeah, I'm back here, Tony. What's up? It's hockey season. Go, Avs, go, baby.
Mountainside!
Mountainside! We're up. Let's go. Sticks on ice.
Pucks on net.
Pucks on net. Sticks on ice. Puck drop tonight.
Fucking get the skates moving, boys.
They're in tough tonight.
Huh?
They're in tough tonight.
Who they got tonight?
A revamped Blackhawks squad.
Oh,
no, that
Flower.
Blackhawks team stinks.
Flower.
Nicky Skates is eating lunch. He'll be in a little bit. Talk puck. Is Bruce back there yet?
No. Can you give him a call?
Like, you want me to, like, pick up my phone and call him?
No, I meant, like, ask Bruce, because he can hear you probably.
Okay. Bruce, let me know when you're back there. No, I turned down the TV, so he can't hear me. He'll come in. He'll let me know. When Bruce does come in, you call 1-833-462-2333. That's 1-833-462-2333. Nick, you could have finished your lunch. We don't have to talk puck yet.
I already did finish my lunch. Ready to talk puck, dude. Listen, I know you don't have MLB games. I know you ain't got NFL yet. I'm here, baby. Let's do it.
There are how many games we got tonight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games tonight?
Yes, sir.
Full slate.
Full slate? Full puck slate? Yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay.
How come
Hey, good picks last night by you.
Yeah. Pens and Kraken, my two teams. Wonder how long that'll last. On FanDuel, Canadiens, Leafs, and Canucks, Oilers has a it's got a gray box and it says stream next to it. Is that because those games aren't on TV? You could stream those. Any idea? Can you stream those games on FanDuel?
Maybe. I thought they said they were going to be adding games.
That'd be okay. Maybe that's a thing. I don't know. Who's your hockey team this year?
Dallas Stars, same as every year, dude. What are you talking about?
This year.
How do you feel about them this year?
Stars?
Yeah.
Should be primed for a bounce back. They were banged up last year after a Stanley Cup run.
Is Madonna going to bounce back?
I wish. Legend. That lettuce flowing in warm-ups.
Hand up! Hand up. Anything I say until you're told otherwise. I just want everyone to know. You guys probably do know because you listen to the show. I'm cold right now. I'm on what we like to call a cold streak.
That'll happen.
It's all right.
That'll happen.
I did hit that parlay last night in the NHL, but that was me just randomly taking two teams. App State got absolutely blown out by Billy Napier in the Raging Cajuns.
Tried to warn you.
Tried to warn you.
Everybody and their dog was on App State. Me and Nick, Billy Napier ain't going to let that happen.
I knew Billy Napier.
Dogs at
home. I fucking knew Billy Napier wouldn't let it happen.
Beating the App State drum. Are you kidding me?
Hey, that's the last time I bet on or against App State. That's my curse team in college football.
Again,
Mitt? I can't do that. I've bet against them all the time, usually. The fuck?
The fuck, dude?
The fuck?
You and I had the Giants. That didn't happen. I had the fucking under, and of course, the one game that they score runs.
Yeah,
fucking
big game, Freddie Freeman with a dong shot for the win.
Okay. Ain't gonna stop me, though.
Hey, there's some big news here.
What?
Spencer Rattler.
Did he transfer?
Yeah.
It's no longer searchable in the OU student search.
I heard that. I heard old OU pulled their media today. No media until after the game on Saturday. There's a chance Spencer Rattler, who was the preseason Heisman favorite. The preseason Heisman favorite may not be on the Oklahoma Sooners any more.
What are you hearing?
What do you mean, what am I hearing?
Where's he going? What are the rumors? I got.
If you transfer portal, can you play right away? No.
Yeah.
No.
You can?
Yeah, he could not play this year.
That's what I'm saying.
He could not play this year.
I'm thinking he would have to.
I thought he could play right away.
Can you imagine some guy just fucking transfers? Well, plays that's on why six I was thinking
if Big Red Clifford's out for Penn State,
that would be huge. There.
No, so Chuck Brewer from he was former Utah. Baylor and then Baylor, Utah. He can't play in this 2021 season, but he can play anywhere in 2022. And it doesn't matter that he's graduated or anything. They wiped out that that transfer year or whatever.
Is he not eligible for the draft?
Because he used to be graduate. Graduate transfers could play right away, but if you're undergrad, you could have to sit out a year.
So why would you bother transferring if you're going to go to the NFL?
That it's a whole weird situation.
I mean, if you were him, would you think that you're going to go top round in the NFL or even get drafted? Like, I don't even know if he would get drafted.
I think he would get drafted.
You think?
He ain't going to be first rounder anymore. Know.
And also, where would you even go? It seems like everyone has an established quarterback or has a freshman or a sophomore that is really good. You're talking about
fucking Iowa?
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah. I mean, fuck Iowa. He would be amazing.
I mean, there's a lot of places that you can go.
Has he been that bad?
He'd probably go to fucking SMU.
Has he been that bad?
No, I mean, because if he was that bad, they wouldn't be 5-0, 4-0, 5-0.
He's definitely not matched expectations and has had trouble covering.
This weekend, they got TCU, I believe. I believe it's TCU. I believe Herbie and Fowler are on the call, 7:30 ABC. And they are favorites. So, something to think about. Oh, Bruce is back here. He didn't even tell me.
Bruce Banner. We got Navy Memphis on Thursday.
We do have Navy and Memphis on Thursday. Navy's hot.
Got 10.5.
They kept it close against SMU. They beat UCF.
Clemson Syracuse is Friday night.
Yeah, it is.
There's only one way to bet that game if you're betting it.
The under?
No.
Syracuse?
Yeah, you have to take those points. You have to.
Also, on I believe it's Friday night, is San Diego State versus San Jose State.
That is correct. Oh, hold the phone.
I'd be looking at San Diego State or the under. Now.
California, Oregon as well.
What?
California, Oregon on Friday as well.
Cal's been a fucking dumpster fire.
Oregon hasn't been good either.
No. San Diego State is 5-0, 4-1 ATS. San Jose State is 1-5 ATS. San Jose State, great year last year. Great COVID year. Hasn't been as good this year. I believe they're 3-3 overall. I did start looking at some games.
Yeah, I got a list.
You got a list?
I got a list.
All right. Let's go down our list, potentially look at some games. Would it be wild of me to... Okay, so Oklahoma State's ranked 12th in the country against Texas, who is now 25th. Texas is at home, and I believe they're 5.5-point favorites against OK State.
Yeah.
I think OK State matches up well. I mean, does Texas bounce back after a tough loss? Early game. So they got to get up for a 12 o'clock game early. It's at home. I may be looking at OK State in this situation. You looking the other way? Or
I mean, I died with Texas last weekend. I might as well fucking go down again.
Rutgers is a 1.5-point favorite at Northwestern. I believe Northwestern's coming off a bye. Northwestern stinks this year. Rutgers hasn't looked good the last few weeks, but they've played Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, who have all been, they're all pretty good teams. Are we looking at Rutgers this weekend?
I'm taking Rutgers money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I might be on four.
Four
Gandolfini, I almost have to.
The first two, like, I get it. They were, the Michigan State game was concerning, though.
Yeah.
They did. Their offense just looks fucking dead.
Yeah. I mean, it is. Hold on. Let me pull up my trusty, what's this called? Excel spreadsheet here.
What do the numbers say?
The numbers tell me that Rutgers is 121st in the nation in offense. But Northwestern, 120th in the nation in defense. Maybe it's the game that Rutgers is able to come out and shine. Okay.
They're due.
Their defense.
You're either hot or you're due, right?
Their defense
right,
was good, but their defense has also slipped off.
That's the worrisome part. Like, you can deal that the offense was never going to be that great, but their defense getting dog walked like they have is not, it's not pretty, but, you know, go down with the ship. That's what we do.
Kentucky and Georgia. Georgia's, what, 21.5 point favorites right now?
Yeah, a lot of people seem to think Kentucky's got a shot here.
Why? Because a Kentucky fan is called into now this show and Pat's show?
And I've just seen it around the internet on the Twitterverse. I thought this when Arkansas played Georgia. Do not kid yourself. Georgia is legit.
Because
Kentucky is good. I'm not taking anything away from Kentucky. Hold the phone. I'm not. Georgia is the best team in the nation right now.
Yes, their defense is unbelievable. And their defense that, because I've seen them talk, I actually saw them talk to Herbie on game day or whatever. Like, they had like six or seven of the guys in an interview just sitting around. Like, they want to be known as the greatest defense of all time. So, like, normally when you do that, you don't have any letdowns, especially when you're at home.
Yeah, I'm not going to lay 21.5 because that is too rich for me, Tony. I don't even like getting into the double digits. I did it last week with Georgia. It did come through, but I can't do 21.5, dude.
You're going to think I'm a fucking crazy person, and I'm probably not going to pull the trigger on this. Kind of like North Carolina this week. At home against Miami. The only thing I don't like is Miami's coming off a bye.
Doesn't matter. They got Dick Diaz running the ship still.
De'Aaron King now out for season. So good call on that one.
Yeah, I think if you're going to take UNC, this would be the game.
I think they are undefeated at home against the number.
Are they at 5.5 right now still?
No. They just lost to fucking Florida State at home.
7.5.
Fuck.
7.5 is the number.
They lost to Florida State at home last
week.
What
was the number I saw then?
It was 6.5 yesterday.
No. I mean, I was looking at, who did I say they play this week? Miami. Let me find it. Because I was looking up the trends for this game, and I was surprised to see something. Let me look it up. As a home team, 3-1. UNC is 3-1.
Yeah.
My bad. Oh, I know what it was. So Miami hasn't played a true road game yet? In 5 games, they haven't been on the road yet? Is that correct?
Where'd they play Bama at?
Neutral site. I think Jerry Dome or something like that.
Yeah, they haven't played. So Miami also hasn't been on the road yet. So that was another angle that I liked, potentially.
I mean, Miami stinks. You're not going to get an argument from me.
I know I'm not.
That I bet on them a couple times, and it is pain.
Well, North Carolina's also caused us quite a bit of pain.
This is true.
What was another one I was looking at?
Arkansas -3.5 versus Auburn.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
That number seems very low.
Arkansas's on the road, right?
Yeah. Very low. Oh, no, hold on. Hold the phone.
What? What's going on?
Arkansas's at home.
Okay.
That is, lock that one.
I watched them give up 1 billion yards last week.
Auburn?
Or 1 billion points, I should say. Yeah. No.
Arkansas?
Yeah. To a future Hall of Fame quarterback, but.
There's an interesting one for you, too. Ole Miss this weekend.
Michigan
against Tennessee.
-2.5.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do anything with that one.
Tennessee's been good. At Indiana, -4.5. I would love to hit Michigan State there.
Indiana's also coming off a bye there. Yeah, I don't know. Michigan State will have a stinker at some
point. You can't say that. I said that last week. You can't. Apparently, this is what I've been told. Apparently, you cannot bet against a team because they're due for a stinker, I was told.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Here's what worries me about this one. The Michigan State, they like to run the ball. They're 11th in the nation in yard per rush. Indiana's 80th in the nation stopping the run, so there is the advantage there.
Indiana got absolutely smoked by Penn State, right?
They got shut out, I believe, if I remember correctly, in Happy Valley.
This would be nice if it was a 2.5, even 3. Still might take Michigan State, man. They are playing good ball.
Bama is -17.5.
That number's come down.
Against Mississippi State. So, and I looked it up. Bama beat them 38-0 last year. It's now 16.5. Jesus Christ. It's at Mississippi State, but I almost have to take Bama. Bounce back. Mississippi State's pass defense isn't great. That's what Bama does. That's what they love to do. Obviously, Mississippi State throws the ball more than anybody in the country. They didn't score any points against them last year. I'm pretty sure I'm going to take Bama, especially if it's below 17. You don't have to.
Nah. I'll stay away from that one. I mean, it is the smart play.
Stanford, I kind of like this week.
At Washington State?
Yes.
You don't trust the Cougs?
Stanford's off a bye, I think. Cougs had a good game last week.
Yep. Fucked us.
Who knows? I kind of like Wisconsin minus the 13. I believe they're playing Army. We've talked about it before. It's up to 13.5 now, and it's going to keep going. So if you want to get it before two touchdowns, Wisconsin has the number one rush D in the nation, going up against Army, who runs the ball 93% of the time. Normally when these triple option teams come up against a defense like that, it's not good. So I'm going to look at Wisconsin, I think.
The Sandman.
What are you thinking?
They're getting 4.5 at home against Pitt. Does that not seem high? They almost beat Notre Dame.
I know, but is Notre Dame good?
I think they're better than Pitt.
Pitt can throw the ball very, very well. Kenny Pickett's had a hell of a year. Well, how do you feel about your Panthers this week?
I don't think I've watched a single game all year or a second of a game, but I hear Kenny Pickett is slinging the ball around the yard.
Yeah, every time I talk about drafting a quarterback, everyone's like, fucking take Kenny Pickett. Here's why I can't trust the kid. Actually, I think he's a man at this point.
He's been there a while. Long time.
He wears two gloves no matter what the weather is.
Well, I mean, hey, Ben's rocked two gloves in Heinz before.
Nothing wrong with it.
When it's cold out.
Sometimes.
When it's sloppy conditions. Not when it's fucking 85 and beautiful. I don't trust a guy who wears two gloves all the time.
You don't like Teddy?
Well.
Teddy didn't cover last week, did he?
No, he got smacked in the mouth. That Broncos team could be dying.
I kind of like UCLA as a dog at Washington.
I'm with you there. They're still a dog. I saw the minus 1.5.
Plus now. 1.5.
Plus 1.5.
Air Force is getting 3.5 at Boise. Boise's coming off a nice win against BYU. Arizona State's a dog.
That's the one. Plus 1.5. Thank you.
Against Utah.
Yeah.
Utah's played a lot better the last 2 weeks, but Arizona State's been...
Herm's got the boys fucking buzzing.
Boy buzzing.
Yeah.
All the other ones are dogs that are just lower schools. Like Ohio, a lot of MAC dogs that I'm looking at. Ohio, Ball State, Kent. I may take Arizona.
Nebraska minus 3.5 at Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one.
Minnesota's off a bye. I don't know if that means anything to you guys. Those are some of the games we're looking at right now. Mate, you look at anything in college yet that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, I got a bunch of overs if you want them.
What games?
Well, let's see. The UCLA-Washington over 55.5. I love that one. La Tech at UTEP, 56.5. I love that one.
I might take UTEP in that game.
I was thinking about taking UTEP. They're plus 6.5. I like that. Arizona State at Utah over 50. That's a for sure.
Just a for sure fucking... Set it and forget
for
it.
For sure.
Oh, I mean, I could keep going.
No,
could fine. Go all day.
But that's for Picks Friday.
All right, yeah, that is for Picks Friday.
There you go, Matt.
If you're looking at a money line parlay, the games that I think are the most even, obviously, the games that are unevenly matched.
There you go.
Liberty, I believe, is against Louisiana Monroe. That's a 30-point spread, so obviously. You'd have to parlay it with Marshall. Florida at LSU. I think it's a mismatch. It's a 10-point spread. I might take Florida. I didn't mention that.
Is LSU dead?
I don't know.
I don't get Big Brad at the game this weekend.
Texas Tech feels against like Kansas.
They play a lot better when Big Brad's in attendance.
Who?
Big Brad.
Who were we talking about?
LSU.
Big Brad Johnson.
Yes, when he's at the games, LSU is.
I'd
a
assume
lot
he'd
better.
Be there.
Let's hope so.
Let's head to the phone, see if we got any
trick shot in
college football before we move on. Paul from LA, what do you got?
Hammered down. Hey boys, I got three college picks here, and I got an MLB pick for tomorrow. So let me go with the college first here. Arkansas -3.5. As you guys talked about, Auburn, they're 1-6 against the spread in their last seven games.
Woo!
Arkansas big three! Are 4-0 against the spread in their last four home games, and the favorite is 7-1 against the spread in their last eight meetings.
Okay.
Second pick, we got UNC. I got them at -6.5 yesterday. I think you guys said it was at -7.5 today.
Yeah,
it is. Miami are 1-6 against the spread in their last seven games overall. Miami is 0-4 against the spread in their last four meetings in UNC. Okay. UNC are 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 as a home favorite, and the home team is 7-2 in the last nine meetings.
Let's go, Paul!
UCLA, baby. Let's go. +1.5, LA.
Let's go, Paul!
UCLA are 4-0 against the spread versus a team with a losing record. UCLA are 4-0 against the spread in their last four road games. Washington are 1-6 against the spread in their last seven games overall. Go. Washington are 0-4 against the spread in their last four conference games. Favorite and home team are 4-1 against spread in their last five meetings. So, take that with the how you will. And then my pick for tomorrow, big game, should be the fucking World Series.
Don't do it.
LA Dodgers +5 +0.5 -140. Give it to me. Let's go.
Thank you, Paul.
You fucking had me till the end, Paul.
I don't know if you had me yet. I haven't looked at tomorrow's game yet. I know it's Urias and Webb.
That number's going to change unless they're holding on to it. So Dodgers are the favorite first five, but they're also +0.5.
Woo!
You know what's happening there.
Love that.
Fucking big dick Logan Webb. The guy's a fucking stud.
Where you want to go?
A stud.
NFL on the ice, or we have two calls for the pitch.
For the what? Oh, footy.
Yeah.
See what one of them's got to say.
One is a World Cup parlay, which I'm interested because
you boys better win tonight.
Dylan, what do
you're
you got?
In trouble.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hi, Dylan.
I got USA money line, Mexico money line, Panama tie no bet, and Jamaica tie no bet, all parlayed at +3138.
Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah. You go against Alphonso Davies and Team Canada on your own accord, my friend.
Brian, what do you got?
The boys are hot right now.
What's going on, boys? Hammer. My last guy was saying, Dylan, I got a little parlay for you. I wouldn't trust the Mexico pick. They don't get up for games against the other countries as much as the USA. But very quickly, I got a lot of goals coming. El Salvador, Mexico, both teams to score. Okay. Canada, Panama, both teams to score. Honduras, Jamaica, both teams to score. And the USA to pull it off. Four-leg parlay +1814.
Ooh. Let's go, Brian. U.S. needs to win tonight.
These are big games.
USA needs very, 3 points.
Very
tonight.
Big games.
What's the table look like right now?
Fucking Canada top.
Are they really?
Nah, I think states are still top.
CONCACAF.
Actually, Mexico might be.
Qualifying table. Mexico is at the top with 11 points. USA's got 8. Panama's got 8. Canada's got 7.
We got Costa 7.
Rica's
so we
got
a,
6.
We got to beat Panama tonight.
El Salvador's got 5.
What is it? Top,
top 3 move
top
on?
Top 3 in. The fourth then, one goes to a playoff.
Boy,
jeez.
Need 3 points.
We got to beat Panama.
How many games
tonight?
Do they play? Do you know?
13.
Okay, so we're 5 games in.
We're only 5 in?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Fucking lace them up, boys. Lace them up. All right. Let's go to the fucking... Let's go. Grayson, don't worry. We'll get to you, but we're going on the ice first.
Finally.
New Hampshire from Denver.
Yo, what's up, boys? Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Okay, I got 2 picks for hockey tonight. I have the Canadiens Maple Leafs over 6.
Okay.
No Carey Price for the Canadiens anymore. In seven of the last 17 matchups, they've gone over, and that was all at the beginning of the season. I also like Capitals Rangers over Capitals highest production at 5-on-5. Rangers, they kind of suck. So that's my pick. And also, Gump, go Sox, baby. Go Sox.
Let's go, dude.
Go Sox. I was going to say something, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, moment of silence for Carey Price. Thank you, Carey. What? What? Is there something I'm missing?
I think so.
Did Carey do something wrong?
No.
I mean, he's not dead.
He's not dead.
What, is he out of the league?
He's getting help.
Getting help with some issues.
Against the law?
No. Personal issues.
Oh, so I can still have a moment of silence for the guy. Oh.
You could have a moment of silence for the Habs playoff run because it ain't going to happen again.
Mountainside!
No, Habs.
Whoa. Oh, Habs. Thought you said Habs.
No, I like the over in that one. And while Carey Price is out, let's not forget, though, Jake Allen outplayed Carey in the regular season last year. So Gump knows. He knows. Carey's the man when it comes to playoff time. But Jake Allen had better numbers in the regular season last year for the Canadiens. But I like the Leafs tonight. I'm going to go puck line Leafs. -1.5. Might want to watch that, though, because Mitch Marner's a game time decision. He's a big point getter for the Leafs. Rangers and Caps. That one's going to be tricky. I'm going to steal this play from PSU Auto, our guy Chris Auto. First period under 1.5, Tony, because we expect to see some fisticuffs. Okay. I don't know how worried the Rangers are going to be about scoring, as if they are getting revenge on Tom Wilson again. So I'm going to go under first period there. But I do like the Caps to win the game, and that is -108. There, it's basically a pick 'em right now.
Is Ovian
a game time decision as well? So that one, probably just watch right up until game time. See if Ovi's in, I would jump all over the Caps. If not, you know, if you want to.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Joe from Michigan, what you got?
What's going on, boys? Hammer Don.
Don!
Got a really important question for Nicky Skates with hockey back. Yeah. Can we please resurrect the fabled coin game?
I thought you'd never ask.
It's too soon.
Too soon?
It's too soon. But
maybe picks Friday.
Maybe picks Friday.
Get a coin toss.
Coin comes out. Joe, you're not the only person who I've seen ask about this question. So
it's good to know there is support to bring the coin back to life.
Come on,
coin. Well, the coin won the people a lot of money last year.
It also lost.
No, it did not. It had a winning record.
Until it didn't.
Hey, Nick, why can I not bet on my favorite player, McKinnon, to score?
Because he's not playing because he has COVID or he is in COVID protocol. Nick, I shouldn't say he has COVID.
Follow the game.
Don't be an asshole.
Fucking yesterday, seven innings, now right, today.
Nick, so, what you can bet on, Mitt, is a potential Chicago Blackhawks upset, because at +162, is juicy. They got Flower in net now. They added Seth Jones. Let's see what the Hawks do on opening night. Let's see. Also going to go with Anaheim in an upset here at home, +124 money line.
Okay.
And we're going to hit the Oilers puck line -1.5 against Gumpy's Canucks. And there's also a boost. Connor McDavid to score a goal and the Oilers to win boosted to +180.
Okay. Those two go hand in hand, my friend. I'll tell you what you can do tomorrow. New York Rangers on a back-to-back at home against the fucking Dallas Stars. Back-to-back
to start the year?
Who Dallas do like? Stars +108 money line.
Who do we like, Leafs, Canadians?
I'm on the Leafs, and I'm going to go puck line. -1.5 is +130. There's also a boost, though, for the Maple Leafs and Avalanche to win at +170.
Leafs and Avs to win.
I would take the Canadians +1.5.
-156.
Dude. Yep. And I would take the Blackhawks +1.5, -150.
Why?
It's good value.
Great value.
Blackhawks probably win that game.
Maybe.
Is Taves playing?
Yeah.
Seth Jones?
I think so.
Patty Kane?
I believe so.
Flower in between the pipes?
Flower's in there.
Duncan Keith?
He's in Edmonton. He will be playing tonight.
Hey, Big Bob starting goalie, huh?
Bob starting for Florida. Like, you think that's a wild move? First game of the year, you know?
Bobrovsky?
Big Bob's still
He's
going.
He's a big
strong.
Money guy.
Still going. Love Big Bob.
We're going to do a little bit of a watch along tonight as well on youtube.com/thatshockeytalk.
You.
8 p.m.
Gumps, Rupper.
Myself, Gumps, and Rupper will Rupert. Be doing the show live as well as watch along with Rangers and Caps where there should be some fists thrown. There should be some knocks chucked. So it should be a good time.
Since we're doing Rangers.
YouTube.com/hockeytalk.
I will take capital money line. -108.
Okay.
Some skin in the game.
How do you feel about U.S. and Canada both to win tonight? +140.
Ooh, is that a boost?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
tasty?
I have to take that.
Tasty little boost?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, come on.
Fuck it.
Come on.
Hey, what are we doing if we're not taking that?
Yeah.
Last call. We haven't talked about the sport yet, even though it's the biggest sport. Grayson from Tennessee, what do you got?
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Don.
Hey, just want to give a shout out to Mitt real quick because I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, obviously, and I trash the Cowboys every chance I get. However, they have looked incredible this season, and I got them for, hold on 1 sec. Let me pull it up super quick. I'm sorry.
Grayson.
Both touchdowns for 1,300, plus 1,300. And also got the Jaguars to possibly come away with their first victory at +184.
Thank you, Grayson. Who do the Jags have?
They're in London.
Oh, against the Dolphins.
Tua's back, dude.
Tua's back?
Yeah.
Do we think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Jeez, have you watched this fucking team? That's yeah. bad.
I think it's bad.
You think Jacoby's better than Tua? Have you watched anything?
Jacoby's a better game manager. I mean, Tua's kind of just out there having turnovers.
Yeah, Jacoby managed us to fucking getting our asses kicked every game he started.
No, I think Tua does give you a better chance. I'm not just saying that.
I was just saying that. I wanted to see how mad you would get.
Oh, man. Let's run through NFL real quick just to see if anything's changed. we'll have a lot more on NFL tomorrow, Thursday night. Seven. So I believe Levante David, Gronk, and Whitner Jr.? Is that his name?
Who? Winfield?
Winfield Jr.? Thank you.
Jimmy Whitner?
I was thinking,
of Dante.
Thank you. Hitman. They're hot. Lane Johnson's out for the Eagles. It might go to 7.5 the way the juices are. Sorry, 6.5 the way the juice is looking. Any thoughts on that game yet?
I'm thinking about the over.
I don't hate that.
My only concern is the Eagles not scoring.
Yeah, I think they're going to score.
Yeah.
I think they might score. I mean, this is obviously, the Bucs defense is better than the Chiefs defense, but when these two teams played a couple weeks ago, flew over.
Yeah, Bucs 4-1 to the over.
Fucking Bucs might cover the over on their own on this game. Dolphins-Jags is still 3.
If that goes 2.5, which I don't think it will.
Colts dropped to 9.5, which I don't like if you're taking the fight in Dave's. Packers are still at 4.5.
That's insane.
Chiefs are -7 against a football team. Over there, 55.5.
Both those teams terrible against the spread.
Yep. Panthers are dogs at home.
Thank you very much. McCaffrey, 50-50.
Chargers at 3. The juice is at -118, so it's probably going to go to 2.5. If you like the Chargers or Ravens, do with that what you will.
I'll take the Chargers there, for sure.
I haven't looked at anything enough yet. Bengals are 3.5-point favorites on the road at the Lions.
Feels like one where everyone's on the Bengals.
That's I assume that will be.
And the
be.
Lions find a way to cover somehow.
Rams are down to 9.5 against the Giants. It's a good number. Browns -3 against the Cardinals.
What's still. That at? Is that close?
2.5? No, we got -110.
I guess Chandler Jones is out.
Chandler Jones is out as well as center. Yeah. Ronnie Hudson.
I might have to stay away from that one.
Raiders are still getting 3 in the hook. Juice is to the Raiders, though, so that might go down to 3. Cowboys and Patriots -110, -110, 3.5.
3.5?
Cowboys on the road. 4.5 Sunday night still for Steelers, and then 5.5 Bills and Titans. You were talking about earlier as far as as far as where the money's at for the NFL. Let me make sure. Let me check it out. 71% of the bets are on the Bucks, but the money's on the Eagles. 20,000 bets on that so far. Money's pretty much split between Dolphins, Jags. Majority of the money is on the Rams, obviously, against the Giants. 60% of the bets and 80% of the money is on the Fighting Daves against the Colts. Smart bettors. Maybe. I don't know. Chiefs are getting all of the money and all the bets. Panthers, Vikings is close to 50-50. Chargers are getting... This is the most lopsided of the game of the weekend so far. And it's the number has come the opposite way. 93% of the money and 92% of the tickets on the Chargers.
I mean, you saw what the Colts offense did against that Ravens defense.
It hasn't been good this year. 62% of the tickets are on the Bengals. I thought it might be more than that.
Me too.
Packers are getting 75-75. Browns are getting 60% of tickets, but 82% of the money against the Cards. 80% of the tickets, but only 50% of the money is on Cowboys. Broncos are getting 70-70 against the Raiders. I'm gonna end up taking the Raiders.
If it gets to three?
No, at 3.5.
Yeah, if it gets to three, I think I'll take the Broncos.
Steelers are getting 60-60. And then Bills are getting all of the money on Monday night. Which we won't look at right now.
Keep that going up, please.
Okay. Is there anything we didn't cover today? We went through the college games we like. Tomorrow we'll go through the football games or the NFL games we like, and Thursday night football. We did hockey. Baseball's tomorrow. Am I forgetting anything? There's no UFC or anything boosts like that right now.
Is there a UFC this weekend?
I don't know.
Fuck's going on?
I don't know. We'll look at it.
Two weekends in a row without a UFC boost?
We'll look at it. We'll look at it. I'm sure there'll be a boost.
How are we supposed to eat?
Listen, I'm sure there'll be a boost this weekend.
How are we supposed to eat?
We'll be all right. Listen, we'll be fine. Honestly, we can't thank you guys enough for listening and watching. We appreciate everything you guys do for us. Store.patmcafeeshow.com if you want to buy some merch.
So side.
So side.
So side.
Man, when are you going to make a Mountainside shirt?
Tomorrow after we win tonight, beat the shit out of the Blackhawks.
Ho, 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 ho. 8 o'clock tonight, that's Hockey Duck. Hi. Same game parlay Thursday, night football Thursday, tomorrow for Pat's show. We'll be 15 minutes after that show, per usual. You can listen to this as a podcast or on YouTube.com/HammerDon. IG and Twitter at HammerDon.
Done.
Anything else, Paul?
Done.
You gonna have footy picks?
Yeah, I got I got some good ones here.
Okay.
A lot of good value on some double chance.
Let the people know what dogs. You're looking at.
Wolverhampton's a double chance at Villa.
Okay.
Leicester double chance against United. United missing their two center backs.
I heard Haaland might be going there.
Nah.
Okay.
Leeds draw no bet at Southampton. Worth a look. Big matchup. Bayer Leverkusen Bayern is an intriguing matchup. You get Bayern at a decent money line value, but Leverkusen double chance at home as well.
Okay.
Lille money line.
Is Robin still dominating?
What's that?
Ian
Robin?
Yeah.
I don't think he has played in quite some time.
Okay. Really.
But very good player in his day. West Ham draw no bet is plus money against Everton.
The Hammers?
Yeah. Everton still has Rich Arlison and Calvert-Lewin out. And then Nice money line, good value there. Lens at good value on draw no bet. Lens has been very good this year. I got a bunch more there.
Okay. Give out the rest on Pick Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's everything. We'll be back tomorrow, 15 minutes, with everything you could ever want or imagine. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.